John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled." When God has given you his own peace, you don't have to be fearful, intimidated, cowardly, unsettled. You don't have to be disturbed and agitated. Things should not bother you when you rest in God's promises. You may acknowledge that it's there, it exists, but as First Lady is telling us all the time, don't take offense. Don't take offense. My husband chose not to take offense this past weekend when we went to Murray. I was the offense, amen? So he said. You know I was little, but, you know, but so he said. And, but he chose not to take offense to it. And so when he chose rather to have peace, to have a good weekend. We took our kids to Murray, to where we went to school, went for homecoming, went to the football game, took them down to the football stadium where he played football, and even found our old apartments and showed them this is where we lived. And my baby asked 1,000 questions. "Y'all lived here for 3 days?" "No, baby, it was 3 years, not 3 days, amen? So why walk around with a troubled mind, a disturbed heart, and brokenhearted, and all of those things, when the Bible tells us that he never sleeps nor slumbers? Look, I've made up in my mind and decided I will not lose sleep over anything or anybody. I will not lose sleep over anything or anybody. God is up. Why do I have to be up too? He never sleeps. He never slumbers. And so he's watching over and making sure that everything's all right. So there's no need for both of us to be awake. Amen? So when you rest in his promises, you can sleep peacefully. Amen? He has given us a promise of healing. Psalm 107 in verse 20, I'm going to read from the Passion Translation. Psalm 107 in verse 20. God spoke these words, "Be healed," and we were healed, delivered from death's door. He spoke two words, "Be healed," and that's all he had to say. So when anything comes against you, all you got to say is, y'all not saying it like you convinced. What do you say?
Be healed.
Tell yourself,
be healed.
Be healed. Amen. God did it. He spoke it. I can speak the same words he speaks with the same power that he spoke it. Because when my words are his words, the enemy doesn't know who's speaking. All he hears is God's words. All he hears is God's words. You speak his word, and the word says, be healed. Be healed. Amen. 1 Peter 2:24 from the Passion Translation as well. He himself carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we would be dead to sin and live for righteousness. Our instant healing flowed from his wounding. So the moment he was wounded on that cross, we had instant healing. We had instant healing. Amen? But are you resting in that instant healing? Are you letting it linger on and on? Because you don't want to be consistent in your confession. You don't want to be consistent in your faith. You don't want to be consistent in your believing. But it's an instant healing because it happens in the spirit realm. It's instantaneous in the spirit realm. Amen? Psalm 103, and the second part of verse 3, the latter part of verse 3 says, "You healed me inside and out from every disease." Inside and out. So there's no place in me that there should be any sickness, any pain, any disease, any hurt, because he has healed me inside and out. So my heart can't be upset and mad and troubled at you because of you. My outside can't experience any sickness or pain or disease, inside or out. He has healed me inside and out. Inside and out. Amen. About two Saturdays ago, I believe we were here. We checked into the Jones Hotel. Amen. Praise God for the Jones Hotel. They feed you. Amen. They keep the lights on for you. Sometimes they forget to turn the lights on in the garage, but we use our phones, you know, amen, to get in. So praise God for the Jones Hotel. But we were here a couple of Saturdays ago, and my baby said her stomach was hurting. I said, and I knew she was sleeping. When she's sleeping, y'all pray for us when she is sleeping. But she was a little whiny. I said, well, come on, let's get your bath, get in the bed, and get you some rest, and I'll turn on the healing scriptures for you. And so we finally got in the bed, turned them on, she went to sleep. Sunday morning, she got up to come eat some breakfast, and she said, Mama, you know what? I don't hurt anymore. I said, I told you, that's all you need. She said, all I needed was some rest and the healing scriptures. I said, that's right. So this past Thursday, I believe, she got up, said her leg was hurting, so we had to get up and get her dressed and get ready to get her down to the bus. So we prayed and all that. And when I picked her up, I got her off the bus that evening. She said her leg was fine, it was better. But that Thursday night, her stomach was hurting her again, she said. And she said, well, just give me some rest and turn on the healing scriptures. I said, well, come on, get your bath and get you in the bed. She said, and turn on the healing scriptures. I said, yes, I will turn them on. But she didn't get in her bed. I was going to put her in her bed and get her tablet and turn it on, but she ended up in my bed. She got in my bed, and I was trying to get stuff packed and everything for us to leave for the weekend, and I didn't get a chance to turn the healing scriptures on. And so she got up Friday morning, and she told me, she said, my stomach doesn't hurt anymore. And I was like, no, it doesn't. She said, and I told her, I didn't forget to turn the healing scriptures on. She said, and it's healed without the healing scriptures. I said, well, she got her daddy to pray for before she went to sleep. I said, well, no, we didn't use the healing scriptures this time, but the prayer of faith worked. So I told her we prayed for her, and in faith, it worked. And so she said, well, Mama, you know, if it hurts again, I'm going to be healed. So my baby is resting in that healing promise. She said, if it does it again, I'm going to be healed. So she has taken her rest in that healing promise. So we have to be just that innocent, just that simple, resting in his promises, resting in his healing promises, resting in his peace promise, resting in any promise that he has given to you. Amen. So when any sickness, pain, disease, hurt, you know, brokenness come, God heals it all. You know, we have that certain little part we want to hold on to sometimes. But he heals it all because there's a promise for that. So anytime anything arises in your life, you tell that situation, there's a promise for that. There's a promise for that. And not only is there just a promise for it, you have to rest in it. So you can't be up toiling all night doing this and doing that. That's not resting. So rest in the promise, knowing the promise and resting in the promise. Amen. He's also given us a promise of protection. Amen.